Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph catch-up.
I want to do an animals attack now.
Love
it. Two terrifying stories that I read over the weekend, and I'm like, they're so ridiculous that I need to bring them to the show. First story, man decides to take selfie with an injured bear and it kills him. It mauls him to death.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I thought this was just going to be like when a boxing kangaroo knocks someone out.
This is full on when animals attack. A man who stopped by the side of the road to take a selfie with an injured bear has paid for it with his life when the animal revived and mauled him, according to Indian media reports. He was returning home from a wedding in a state in eastern India when he was excited to spot the animal on the side of the road and decided to try and take a selfie with it.
Disgraceful.
Terrible. How awful is that? You don't, like, there's so many stories that come out about putting your life at risk for a selfie. For a stupid
selfie.
For
likes.
For likes. Yeah, absolutely. And what a terrible situation. That, I thought, all right, that's scary. And then I read the second story.
Oh, bring it on.
Filmmaker. Award-winning filmmaker and director has passed away, unfortunately, terribly in South Africa after being headbutted by a giraffe.
Oh, I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
No, I didn't realise this was a thing.
Giraffes are so gentle and peaceful.
The 47-year-old was taking close-ups of the animal when suddenly it swung its neck and knocked him flying through the air. He sadly passed away later in a hospital. He was simply standing in front of the giraffe. The animal spread its legs, bent its neck back and swung its head. And headbutted him. And taking his life.
I didn't know giraffes did that.
I didn't realise either. But then looking at a close-up picture of a giraffe, and how often do you do that? You never do that. Look at a picture. You can see quite an aggressive forehead on it.
Yeah, they've got the little horny thingies.
Well, actually, in between the horny thingies, I mean, getting quite scientific, there's quite a large sort of bulbous lump on its forehead.
Yes, there is too.
Which, if you look at it, you go, if that hit you at speed, it would do some damage. It would, absolutely. So, too terrifying when animals attack stories. That just left me floored over the weekend.
Well, I think the big thing is people just don't know how to be around native animals and wild animals. I think there's not enough education. Obviously, a filmmaker who films them his whole life probably does, but
Have your selfie with an injured bear.
That's idiotic. Being taken down by a giraffe, you wouldn't expect to happen. I thought they were quite gentle creatures, but I suppose if they've got young or they're protective or they're, you know, I suppose they're in the wild, a wild animal's a wild animal.
I mean, the director in question is a man who's got like a long history of filming in similar situations like that. So,
and I bet he's filmed like tigers and lions, and I bet he's been up close with a rhino and hippos and everything else, but it was, you know, the giraffe that got him in the end.
Would never expect it.
EMI Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
That's right, and all thanks to 1870 with a $20 lunch menu available today at My Tuesday. I tell you what, it's a segment reserved for the gross and disgusting on 13, 12, 16. If you'd like to share a story, give us a ring now and tell us what's happened to you.
Yeah, this is sort of almost a complaint to start with, but I'll let you know how it gets to TMI by the end of it.
Do it.
So I have a bit of a complaint because I had to go buy new tweezers this week. Now, tweezers for me,
they're not something that traditionally I think get worn out.
That's exactly right. And I go and buy, like, I'm a Tweezer Man girl now. Anyone who uses Tweezer Man will know that they are the superior tweezer.
Oh, I didn't realise you're talking about a brand. I thought you were, like, referencing yourself. I'm a bit of a Tweezer Man.
No.
I'm
these
a Tweezer
are
Man
like,
from way back.
I've been using Tweezer Man tweezers for probably 12 years.
What's
and normally
about them?
They would last you about 7 or 8 years. They're the sharpest, most precision tweezers you can get. They're $30 a pop, so they'd want to be good. Anyway, I bought a pair last year, and I recently noticed that I can't even get the little, you know, hairs on my eyebrows. And I thought, what is going on? Why are these tweezers so blunt? They shouldn't be blunt. And then I realised the tweezers that I used to pluck my eyebrows, Thomas, my partner, has been using to dig out all these ingrowns and whatnot from I don't know.
Are you right to be sharing this story?
Oh, yeah. He's asleep. He won't be listening. But I kid you not, he has blunted my unbluntable tweezers.
Oh, you're very careful to say that then. Yes. Certainly, as I said, they're not something that I traditionally think that you can wear down over time.
Any girl who's a bit of a plucker when it comes to getting your eyebrows done, you'll know that those babies can wear down. But not normally my tweezer man. They normally go strong for years and years and years, but not these bad boys. Has he been men's hair is so different to women's hair as well? Like, it's so much coarser and everything, like... Not that much closer than mine,
I mean, Thomas, he's a tradie, so why doesn't he just take tweezers out to the garage, get out the angle grinder, and just, sharpen them?
That was his solution. I was like, you're not... That's exactly what he said he would do with the tweezers, but they're such fine precision points that I was like...
Oh, you could do that with
an angle grinder? But I'm not going to tell him. I've hidden the new pair.
Where?
So they're mine for my eyebrows, and he can have the old pair that's getting blunter.
Oh, so...
For his beard and grown hairs.
So you're just going to keep yours separate?
Yeah. I need them sharp. I need that precision.
It's the same thing as having razors in the bathroom in case your partner goes, oh, I just need to borrow your razor for a second.
Don't start me on the razor.
Then they get dull over time. Hey, 13, 12, 16, gross, disgusting things. Overshare with us for TMI Tuesdays. And remember, hide the tweezers. Give us a ring now if you've got a gross or disgusting story to share with us. We'll do that next on Hit.
TMI Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
A Tuesday. We were speaking tweezers. Tweezers are disgusting.
They're not, well, they may be disgusting.
Be careful how you word it.
I have had to repurchase my favourite brand of tweezers, which is quite the investment, because mine have recently gone blunt, which is unheard of in my books. However, it turns out that my darling Thomas has been using those tweezers for...
Ingrown... Beard hair.
You know when they shave their beard or ingrown hairs under there? And he's got quite coarse hair, so he's blunted them.
I'm sure when I grow facial hair, I'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. The plucker has blunted them.
13, 12, 16. Who's got a TMI? Tell you what, Lou's got a TMI on 13, 12, 16. What's your story, Lou?
Well, I'm just talking about the tweezers Steph was talking about her husband using them.
Yes.
I've got two tradie sons, and it's not plucking their hairs, they're digging out the crap from underneath their fingernails.
I bet mine's doing the same, and then I use it on my face.
Exactly, that's what happens. So it actually bends the tweezers and gets all that. So I hide mine too. They're very sacred.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Lou, where do you hide yours, Lou?
She's not going to tell us on the
radio. I can't tell you.
Oh, come on, Lou.
The tradie sons will be listening.
My kids are listening.
But you're
do you buy the cheaper tweezers for them, and then you keep your tweezer mans to yourself?
Exactly, yeah. That's right. And you know what? I think I bought 100 pairs in my lifetime, and I don't know where they've gone.
100 pairs, jeez.
I would say I reckon
the sons have borrowed them and they've just left them somewhere every single
exactly.
time.
They're probably holding up the foundations of my house.
Well done. All right. Well, good luck with your tweezering. Hopefully
Thank
they don't
you.
Find
keep
the next
Keep yourself safe, Steph.
Yeah, I will.
Keep them safe. Keep them locked away where Thomas will never find them. Thanks, Lou.
He's got his own pair now. He can have the other pair, the old pair.
Oh, everyone dreams of being in a relationship when you finally get to that mark of having his and hers tweezers.
Oh, yeah.
You get to that mark.
He gets the old pink pair and I've got the new, silver steel pair. Steel pair.
Well, there you go. Tweezers, the hot button topic this morning. Sharing them. Is it okay or not?
No. No, it is not. Keep your tweezers to yourself. Now, there is nothing better than when mums get upset and post to Mumsnet.
Oh, isn't that just a swarm of anger?
Hashtag content for us.
Oh, plenty of content.
Yeah,
so many good stories.
Like a recent Mumsnet post where a woman has been sent a $300 bill by her in-laws after she accidentally broke a wine glass in their home.
Oh, no.
So the mum-to-be, who's currently 5 months pregnant with her first bubba...
Obviously, the grandchild.
The grandchild was visiting her husband's parents when the break happened. And now...
Wait, so they're married?
They're married, yeah.
This isn't a new relationship.
No, they've been together 4 years.
Yep, okay.
Now, they... First, when she broke the glass, the in-laws seemed fine with it.
Totally fine.
Totally fine. Don't worry about it. Not a problem.
Oh, this happens all the time.
They expressed, just indifference towards it.
Mm.
However, the following week, she received an invoice for the $300 glass.
An invoice. Oh, okay. That's
now,
not nice.
Apparently, the in-laws have quite a bit of dosh.
Okay, yeah.
Her and her hubby, not so much. They're not as financially
secure.
Like, they probably wouldn't buy $300 a glass.
They're really looking forward to this $10 a week rebate from the government if that passes in the budget tonight. They're really looking forward to that.
That kind of couple.
Yeah, right.
So Mumsnet users have had every kind of, you know, opinion to date. Most saying,
absolutely.
Well, you know, maybe go and get them a $20 glass. You know, here's an imitation one. Just go get them one of these.
Yeah, cool.
Or, you know, how dare they ask? They're your in-laws. They should be supporting you. So very varying opinions.
Interesting. What are your thoughts on it? Do you think the in-laws have done the wrong thing? Because I think they're absolute turds.
I think what they've
done...
that's
a terrible thing to do.
...is very rude. I think it's totally inappropriate. But I think what she did might have been a bit rude. I think she maybe should have offered straight away.
To pay for it?
Well, if you broke something that was clearly expensive at someone's house, wouldn't you be like, I'm so sorry, can I replace this?
It depends. That depends on the conversation that goes down. It depends on what the parents say at the time. As you've said there, they're very indifferent.
Oh, don't worry about it, yeah.
Absolutely. But it's not as if she's going in rock star style, smashing chairs over pianos. Like, she's just broken a glass.
And she's,
like,
you know, 5 months pregnant and stuff. I bet she wasn't even drinking anything in the wine glass to make it festive. You know, it was probably just her sparkly water or something, and here she is with mum fog.
Well, that's what they say about anyone who's pregnant. I mean, they love stress. They love more stress, so why not send them an invoice? They're going to love
that. It's not like they're worried about, you know, the $100,000 cost it's going to cost them every year for their love of their child or whatever else.
The average cost of a child is $1.5 billion or something. Yeah. I forget, something like that.
Like all these ridiculous facts. She's not worried about that. She's just worried about the wine glass. I think, personally, she should have offered straight away to, I'm so sorry, can I replace it?
Yeah.
And if then they said, don't worry, it's fine, which they probably would have said because when you put people on the spot, they sort of have that opinion.
Mm.
Then she wouldn't be in this awkward situation. Predicament.
I would just ignore it. What are they going to do? Seriously. Going to send the debt collectors around to your place to repossess some stuff?
I'd just buy them a wine glass that was in my budget.
Yeah, right.
So,
or pinch one.
Well, one of my favourite. You know, I think there's some really good, solid ones that I can get from the supermarket.
Yeah, right. Okay. Didn't they not know the difference, would they? Wouldn't be able to pick it. But if
crystal lead, sure it is. It's this. It appears as plastic, actually, the new high-end ones.
Get them a couple of red cups. They'll be totally fine with red cups.
And now, earlier, we were talking about a story where a woman was staying at her in-law's house and she accidentally broke a wine glass.
Yeah.
Now, that wine glass turned out to be worth $300-odd.
$300.
Uh-huh. So the mum-to-be, at the time, apologised. In-law said, no dramas, not a problem. A week later, she receives an invoice for said glass.
Oh, the cojones you've got to have to do something like that.
Poor form. And you said just that, just absolutely appalling. I agree, appalling. I think she maybe should have offered to pay for it at the time, would have been what, you know, common decency, etiquette and everything would suggest. But in saying that, parents-in-law. Ugh.
Yeah, come on, guys. Like, have some standards, please. Be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Play nice.
Yeah.
Janelle's called through on 13, 12, 16. You've got some thoughts on the story. What did you think about it?
It's outrageous.
Outrageous.
That they would charge
her? Outrageous.
What
I would do, if I were the couple, I would pay the invoice and I would tell Ma and Pa it's a parting gift. Catch you later.
You would cut them off.
See you on the flip side, guys, because you're not going to see me again.
And they're the ones who are going to miss out with the grandchild on the way.
It's
a good point. It's an absolute good point. Cut them off completely. If they're going to act like that, they don't deserve to be anyway.
Oh, look, if that's how they're going to be, then they're toxic, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you don't want that. You don't want that stress raising a child.
If they're worried about the crystalware, having a baby crawling around the house probably isn't going to be the best thing, is it?
That's very true. Very true. That's it. Thanks, guys. You've obviously made your point.
Pay the invoice and say, well, that'll have to be us done.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Like, just cut your ties and go, that's it. You're not in my life anymore. I'm just going to keep on living things without you.
It's really hard. It's such a tricky situation.
Although I read the story and I look at it and I go, on the other hand, when my kids get partners, I'm going to be an absolute jerk. I just know, and I'm not going to be able to avoid it. Actually, I might relish the fact that I'm going to be an absolute jerk just for a while, just to test the boundaries and see how far I can push the new partner.
Yeah.
Just to see how far I can, you know, just to establish dominance in the whole family matriarch, just to let everyone know that, hey, I'm up the top and things got to get run past me first. You know, I do those little things where you leave the toilet seat up and you just, you know, you do bits and pieces.
Not polite.
Like, yeah, I know, but that's the idea. You just sort of, you know.
Is that how you assert your dominance, by leaving the toilet seat up?
Oh, you know.
You and half the male population.
And I go and tighten all the jars in the household as well. Yeah,
you would too. Yeah. Oh, you need me to help you open that, do you, mate?
I'll give you a hand with that.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.